before continuing from the diatomic molecules and treating really polyatomic molecules, some additional theory not presented before has to be introduced. So the next section is called symmetry and continuous groups, and introduces in the use of symmetry considerations for continuous operations like translations or rotations in the treatment of a quantum mechanics problem. So I will illustrate the basic ideas using translational symmetry in 1D. And later on, you will find that these ideas pretty straightforwardly can be used in other contexts. But doing the simple first to kind of get the best understanding of the base of the fundamental ideas. So we consider a translation by, in 1D, by delta x. And we can introduce an operator, I call it translation operator, which just shifts my wave function by delta x. So acting with this operator on psi of x, I get psi at x plus delta x. This psi at x plus delta x can of course be expanded in a Taylor series around the original value x, just yielding this Taylor expansion, which shows all the derivatives of the wave function at the reference point x. Of course, the derivatives can be expressed just by using derivative operators acting on the wave function. So, okay, here would be more of that. So now I can consider what happens if my translation is infinitesimal. So I call it an infinitesimal translation. Thus, a translation which translates by distance delta x, which could be considered arbitrary small compared to any other distance. Then I just can stop my Taylor expansion after the first term and get my infinitesimal translational operator being just 1 plus delta x times the derivative operator. And since the derivative operator is connected to the momentum by just being I over h bar px, I immediately find that the essentially I over h bar multiplied momentum operator acts as what is called the infinitesimal generator of a translation in x. Continuing, I can go from the infinitesimal translation to an arbitrary translation delta x by taking the full Taylor series. So the translation operator can be written as essentially this above Taylor series for an operator. So it's sum n, 1 over faculty of n, delta x to the power of n, and derivative, and you immediately see that this is nothing else than the exponential of delta x times the differential operator, or then again, transforming the derivative operator into the momentum operator, you get that the translation operator is nothing else than e to the i over h bar px delta x. So this reveals a close connection between the translation and the momentum. Because the momentum is the infinitesimal generator of a translation. And you see how we develop kind of useful theory by tying translation to momentum in a way in classical mechanics, for example, the Noether theorem does by saying that the translational symmetry relates to the conservation of the momentum. Okay, now we can work with the theory and consider the transformation of wave function. So if we map an original wave function psi x on a wave function psi x plus delta x, which is acting with our translation operator on the wave function, this can be realized by acting with e to the I over h bar px times delta x on the wave function. This is transformation of wave functions. We can analogously consider transformation of operators. So we take a psi of x being an operator A, phi of x being an operator A acting on psi of x. Then we map phi of x on phi of x plus delta x, which is translational operator acting on phi, which is translational operator acting on a psi, since phi equals a psi. And now I can turn this psi of x is nothing else as translational operator, kind of inverse translational operator in a sense, so translational operator translating by minus delta x acting on psi of delta x, and thus I get phi of x plus delta x equals translational operator translating by delta x, operator A, translational operator acting with minus delta x, acting on psi of x plus delta x. So, the operator A is replaced by t delta x a t minus delta x. And that's kind of the transformation rule for operators under translation. So a is replaced by t delta x a t minus delta x, or the same using kind of explicitly the exponentials with the momentum operators. Having worked out how to transform operators, we can now think of commutators, because the question is an operator invariant under a symmetry, for example, a Hamiltonian, being for an operator being invariant under a given symmetry, here the translational symmetry, means that A equals T delta X, A T minus delta X, so symmetry operator, operator, inverse symmetry operator. I can take the inverse, over here by multiplying by t delta x. Cancel this and see the invariance can be written as a commutation relation that I can commute A and t delta x. So an operator A is invariant under a symmetry if the operator commutes with the symmetry operation. And since t delta x is this exponential, so a function only of the infinitesimal generator or of the momentum operator here, the operator A is invariant under translation if it commutes with the momentum in x. So if it commutes with its infinitesimal, with the infinitesimal generator of the symmetry. So to analyze symmetry of properties of operators, I have to check whether they commute with the infinitesimal generator of the corresponding continuous symmetry. So that is kind of giving you all the connection which in classical mechanics are provided by the Noether theorem. If an infinitesimal generator commutes with the Hamiltonian, the corresponding physical observable of the infinitesimal generator is a conserved quantity. You can take the example of a translation. If the Hamiltonian is translationally symmetric with respect to translation, this is equivalent to the statement that the Hamiltonian commutes with the translation operator, which is equivalent with the statement that the Hamiltonian commutes with the momentum. And this implies that the expectation where all expectation values of the momentum are not changing in time, which is the Ehrenfest theory, which relates the expectation value of the momentum to these commutators. So in this case, the eigenfunctions of the Hamiltonian can be chosen that they are also eigenfunctions of the momentum operator. So I can simultaneously diagonalize the Hamiltonian and the momentum, which again allows us to separate our wave function into a translational component, which is a momentum eigenfunction, and a remaining part which no longer includes the translational decrease of freedom. So you see the power behind using these continuous symmetry groups in treating the Hamiltonian. And that will be used for translations and rotations in the following sections.